Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Stefan being joined by my lovely girlfriend, Tatiana, yet again for another video. We're back, and this time to talk yet again about selling on Amazon, building your online business. I know many of you guys have had questions for myself, questions for Tatiana. Many of you guys have watched the previous interviews and videos that we've done, and we've been blown away just by how many views those videos have received and how many people have been inspired by it and been taking action, or just kind of the beginning phases right now of building their online business, creating freedom, a certain lifestyle. So we decided to get on live, answer questions that you guys have. I've got my laptop here with a number of questions that people have submitted beforehand, as well as if you're live, then you get the privilege to ask your questions here, and we'll do the best that we can to answer them for you. With that being said, before we dive into your questions, and I see all you guys live right now. Hey, everyone. Before we dive into it, many of you guys know about the Amazing Selling Machine, and that are on my email list know that they've opened their doors, and more people are joining in to get started selling on Amazon. That's the number one online training program and course that we both recommend for those that want to get started on Amazon and to build their online business. It's what both Tatiana and myself had originally gone through ourselves. And so if you guys are interested in that, in going through ASM to learn just as we have, then make sure that you guys head on over to www.projectlifemastery.com/FBA. There'll be a link below in the YouTube description here for you guys. But head on over there, put in your name and email, and then I'll send you the free training that ASM has. Right now they're during the launch phase, and they've opened up the doors for people to join. All the details for ASM are there for you. And on top of that, the bonuses that
that I've also made available for those that are interested in having my help along the process to building your business. So I just want to put that out there for you guys. The details are in the description here for you in this YouTube video. Make sure you check that out. It's only available for a limited time, so take advantage of it. October 26th is where module one of Amazing Selling Machine begins. So that's when the doors close and the training begins. So many people have already signed up, and looking forward to having a chance to work with many of you to build your online business, get hands-on with you to really make it happen. But if you guys want more information on that, then the details are below.
I don't think that the camera's in focus.
Oh, it's not?
I've got some comments about that.
Okay, well, it's a little bit too late to make the camera in focus now, so we'll have to maybe adjust that for some time in the future. But hopefully we still look good for you guys.
Doesn't matter how we look. It's
okay.
Content.
All right. So questions. Let's see what we got. So here's one that someone's asking about approaching suppliers. We got a few questions about this. How do you find suppliers, vendors, manufacturers for your product, and how do you get samples for it? Do you want to maybe?
Yeah. Okay. So there's different ways that you can find manufacturers, but really this is a very simple thing to do. There's a lot of questions surrounding this topic, but it's really pretty simple. The best way to do it is go to good old Google. So go to google.com and search for supplier, manufacturer, type in the keyword of the product that you're trying to produce. So if it's a pillowcase, then type in supplier pillowcase. And you can specify which area you want to find that supplier in. So if that's in the United States, if that's in China, wherever you want. And then you'll come up with a bunch of different suppliers that you can get their information. You can email them, contact them. Another method, which is my preferred method, is to go, if you're sourcing overseas, to go on Alibaba.com, which is a lot of suppliers from China, but there's suppliers from different countries as well, but mostly from China. Alibaba.com, type in the keyword for the product you want, and there are a bunch of different suppliers, manufacturers that you can contact. They've already been rated and reviewed by Alibaba. You can look at the ones that have badges, so it says how long they've been selling on Alibaba. Some are 3 years, 10 years, 20 years. And you can just get more information from that. There's also AliExpress. But yeah, it's really easy to do that. The main thing that you have to do is contact a lot of people. So contact a lot of manufacturers and then collect, you know, maybe 10 of the best ones, 5 of the best ones, the people that respond quickly. And then from there, you can just get a lot of samples from them.
Perfect. So the next question is, how do you brand the products? So I assume this person's asking in terms of the branding of the products, of the packaging, the labeling of the product. Every product that you launch on Amazon or any product that's out there, you want to make sure that you have your own logo, your own name of that product. And so when you're private labeling a product, you're going to a website like Alibaba or finding suppliers, and if it's, let's say, a bottle, right, you're going to want to put your own branding on that bottle. So you might order a certain number of units from that supplier on that product, and you're going to think of a name of your water bottle company, right? You're going to think of the branding name, the logo, the look, the feel of it, and then you're going to send that to the supplier, and then they're going to put that packaging on your product. So that's something that you need to hire a designer to do for you if you want to get a logo done. I mean, the name is something that you think of yourself for the product that you want to sell. And then once you have that and it's on the product, now you've built a brand. And with that brand name, you're going to want to set up a website. You're going to want to set up your social media presence on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or Twitter or Pinterest, these different platforms. And now your product's being sold underneath their brand. So it does require some creativity with that. But that's one of the most important things as part of this process is you're building your brand. Your products that you sell are just underneath that. The brand is the big picture of what you're really trying to create.
Mm-hmm. And one quick tip that if you're getting your logo done, you can get a branding package. So you can go on Fiverr.com or somewhere else and you can request a branding package. So instead of them just sending you the one design for your packaging, they can send you the same logo in the same context and send it for your Facebook ads, for your Facebook banner, your YouTube banner, for your Instagram, all of the different marketing and branding t- templates that you'll need, they can send it to you in one package. So it's all looks good.
Perfect. Okay, the next question we got is, does this also work abroad? So other countries, can you sell internationally? And also, can you sell in the European market? And if not, then why not? Do you want to maybe answer that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely you can. So you can start this business from anywhere as long as you have good internet connection. I used to think that anyone could start this business, but we just came back from a trip to Ethiopia and there was just really poor internet connection. So maybe not there, but if you are watching this right now, you can probably start an online business. So as long as you have your computer, you can start it online. You can decide to sell within your country. So you can decide to sell on, say, if you're from Europe, in the Amazon Europe marketplace, or you can start on Amazon.com. So you don't have to be living in the United States to sell on Amazon.com. Probably like 90% of people sell on Amazon.com just because it is the biggest marketplace right now. I think there's 300 million customers that are signed up with Amazon.com alone. So it's good to start there. You don't have to live there. So I think that's kind of what the question was.
Yeah, and I think it's deciding, okay, what market has the most potential? Which market's going to make you the most amount of money? And then focusing on that market first. So Amazon.com in the U.S., start there. That's where most of you guys watching this would start. However, there are some circumstances where you might want to start in Europe, you know, Europe being the next biggest marketplace, the UK, Germany, and whatnot. That would be the second option that I'd have. But other ones, there's like Amazon India, Australia, open up Amazon, Amazon.ca in Canada. You know, there's different marketplaces like that. But unfortunately, it's not going to give you as much potential for money that you can make versus the U.S. market. So we both live in Canada, but we primarily sell in the U.S. Most of our customers, most of our followers are in the United States. So that's going to give you the most advantage with this. And then once you've been selling there, then you can branch out to Europe next and go more international. And another thing I think that a route that you decided to take as well is you actually decided to find your own fulfillment center outside of Amazon so that they could ship internationally, and as well as Amazon Global Selling. You want to maybe mention that?
Yeah, so I actually do get a lot of questions about that. So Amazon, if you're selling with Amazon FBA, you send your inventory to the Amazon warehouses, which is great. So you don't have to have your own fulfillment center. You use their fulfillment centers. But on Amazon.com, they ship within the United States. And at the time that I started, they didn't have the program called Amazon Global. So what I wanted to do is, because I saw that there was more demand now for my products internationally, I wanted to be able to ship internationally from just having inventory stored in the United States. So initially, if you wanted to ship to Europe with Amazon FBA, then you would have to send your inventory to the Europe warehouses. If you wanted to ship to Canada, you would have to have inventory at the Canadian warehouses. So I decided, okay, I need to find a fulfillment center that is able to ship my products internationally from one fulfillment center in the States. So I found my own fulfillment center, and it's super easy to do that as well. You just do your own Google search, and a lot of them will come up. But now Amazon.com offers Amazon Global, so if you have inventory on Amazon.com, you can now ship it to customers globally, and those customers will be required to pay the duties and taxes when they receive the product. But it gives you that option now. It gives you more flexibility to sell to those international customers. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a good question here that I've got, I think a few people mentioned it here on YouTube, is how much money do I need to start selling on Amazon? So great question. So any business that you're going to start is going to require an upfront investment to invest and get your business off the ground. And one of the first things that we recommend for anyone, any of you watching this right now that are interested in selling on Amazon or building a business, is to first and foremost find a good quality training program, some sort of course or training that can guide you step by step by step through this process to sell on Amazon and to build your online business. And that's really, I think, the most important thing to invest your money in, because this is a business that there's a lot of logistics for it. There's a lot of things that you need to know that you're not going to find from a YouTube video, from a blog post, or any type of free information out there. You really need something that's complete and comprehensive that will guide you through the steps and the process, because it is a business where you will get stuck. You will have further questions. There's things that I can't really explain to you in a video like this. I have to show you. You'd have to watch like a screen capture video of my screen on my computer of having me show you what to do and how to click and how to set this up, how to optimize your listing, all the different things of that nature. So it is a business also because you're investing money into it, inventory, and you're also dealing with logistics, with freight forwarders, with customs, with shipping and suppliers and all these different factors. It is a business that you can lose money and make some crucial mistakes if you don't know what you're doing. And I see that all the time from people where they come to me or they come to Tatiana and they've lost money, they've made critical mistakes and errors because they didn't invest in the right training, they didn't get the right education to really help them. So that's why, like, first of all, I recommend anyone that's interested in this, invest in a course, invest in the training. We started with the Amazing Selling Machine. That's the best training out there that we've ever come across. I've invested in many other courses, but ASM is by far the best. If you can't afford something like Amazing Selling Machine or a good quality training, I'd actually recommend not to even start this business. I'd recommend save your money, put money aside, get an extra job. Make sure that financially you're ready to really go into this and treat it like a business. Treat it seriously. Don't just treat it as a hobby. You got to treat this as your new business and understand you're putting a lot of time and money into something and effort. And so, you know, you want to take that seriously. You know, just like you would with any business. So that's first of all what you're going to need. After that, you're going to need money for your inventory. That's going to depend on the product that you want to sell. Tatiana started with less than $1,000 with her first product.
I started $300, less than $300 for my first product.
So less than $300. $1,000 is a good amount though because of the inventory, shipping the product. You're going to have to again hire,
marketing.
Get a logo done and things like that. Having some room for marketing and stuff. So having at least $1,000 would be a good starting point. Although some people are resourceful and they can actually do, a bit less than that as well. So I don't want to limit someone and say that you can't do it if you only have to do this. But obviously the more money you can put into it, then the faster that you can go. The more you can accelerate your process towards building your business. And I think one thing I'll also mention as well. Perfect. So one thing I'll mention too is that, you know, people spend tens of thousands of dollars to go to university to get a degree, and they'll spend all this money, in some cases $50,000, $100,000 to go to school, and they'll spend 3 years of their life. They'll get a degree, and it gives them the potential with that degree, with that education, to be able to get a job. And that job might be able to provide you $60,000 a year, $80,000 a year, maybe $100,000 a year, okay? This is the same process. You've got to have an education for it. You're going to invest a couple thousand dollars in the right training, the right education, and then you're going to spend, your time, just like you would at university. You're going to work hard. You're going to learn. You're going through the learning curve to understand this business and to build your business. But by the end of it, you're not going to have a job. You're going to have a lifestyle. You're going to have freedom. You're going to have the potential to make as much money as you want. So that's the way I look at it, and that's why training is so important. You know, if you're looking for something cheap, this is not for you. You know, if you're not going to take this seriously like a business, then I would look elsewhere. There's maybe other ways you can make money online. Maybe it's Kindle publishing, a lot more inexpensive model. Mm-hmm. I've got a course for that that's $67.
And quicker return.
Yeah, and so it's going to be a different business model you could pursue for that. But in terms of a business like this, invest the money into it. Take it as seriously as going to university or school, because this is your life. This is going to create your future and be your new career moving forward. So that's, you know, how the costs, you know, are justified with it. Yeah, and someone says, you know, it's not easy. Anything, a success with anything requires hard work. And I want to put that out there too, guys. Hard work, time, patience, consistency, all that is what's required to create success in this business or anything else. And you want to maybe talk about that too? I mean, you work extremely hard over the last few years now building your business. And it's in a lot of cases more work than what you're putting in than you'd have a regular job. You know, when you first started, you were just doing going to job, going to school, and building this on the side. But now that you do this full time, it's more than what you spend in a job.
I mean, if you think that this is an easy thing to do just because it's an online business, it's not. You don't have the right mindset about it. You do need to put in the work because there is competition. There's a lot of people who are interested, who are doing really well online, and you need to make sure that you're standing out. And for me, you know, I work long hours even now, and my brand is still small. My business is, you know, just beginning, so I want to grow it. And because I want to continuously grow the business, I have to put in the work. And sometimes I work longer hours than I did before, you know, before when I had a normal job. And the thing is that, yes, I work longer hours, and I enjoy it much more, though. It's different when you have to go to your job and wake up early in the morning to go versus when you are bouncing out of your bed excited to work on your business because it's something you created. And it's also nice knowing that the work that you're doing online, you're building an asset. You're not just earning a paycheck. You're actually building an asset. So one day, if you do decide to sell the business, well, now you have a new income for yourself. So it's an enjoyable process, but it does take work, and you can't underestimate the work that you do have to put into it.
Yeah, totally. Cool. So next question is, let's see. Okay, this is a good one. She says, love you both. I get so excited when I get notified of a video of you two. And my question is, can you get the same success as not putting yourself on social media, so not putting yourself on YouTube to the world, but being successful on a product? Do you want to maybe answer that one?
Yeah, you can. You definitely can. You know, how many brands do you have in your house, products in your house, that you have no idea who's the owner, the operator behind the brand? You don't know who owns the company. They're all really, really successful. You don't have to put yourself on social media. You don't have to put yourself out there to the world. But it does give you a slight edge. So because a lot of people aren't going to do that, because it is out of a lot of people's comfort zone, it was out of our comfort zone too. It's not like we eagerly wanted to start the YouTube channels, but because there's such a barrier, not a lot of people are going to do it. And if you are able to do it, if you do decide to put yourself on social media, then there's just more transparency. And people like to see the face behind the brand. People like to connect with the brand more. So I find for my brand personally, like, just really being transparent with people, sharing, you know, on my all social media accounts is now open to everyone. And, you know, I didn't have to do that because to some extent it's nice to have your social media accounts private and you don't get a lot of messages from people you don't know. But at the same time, it's improved my business so much. So I know that it did give my brand a slight edge versus other brands who are selling similar products, but they don't have any type of social media content like I do.
Mm-hmm. Great. One question is, how about the legal aspects of branding? Do you need to register the brand as a trademark? It's a good question. So eventually you're going to want to protect your brand, protect your business. When you're first starting your business, there's really not much to protect because your business, your brand doesn't have any value yet. Nobody knows about it. Nobody's buying from it. No one's following you. But once you start building your brand, you build your name, you want to protect it. And that's when you'd want to trademark it. And you'd want to primarily trademark it in the United States. There are ways you can actually trademark your brand yourself by going through the website, the U.S. trademark website. Or you can hire a trademark attorney, which does cost quite a bit of money to hire someone to do that for you. But funny enough, actually part of the bonuses that I have for Amazing Selling Machine is I actually share a process of how you can trademark your brand name inexpensively. But for most people, you're not going to have to worry about it too much when you're first starting. That's something, like I said, more down the road, you're going to want to really make sure that you protect your brand.
Yeah, I trademarked both brand names by myself online. Doesn't mm-hmm. even take long.
Totally. Someone's asked, how many hours do we need to put in? Whatever amount of hours that you have, you know, is really the key, I think. Most people that start this business, they're starting it on a part-time basis. They've already got a job. They've already got going to university, or they've got other obligations in their life. And so they don't have 40 hours a week that they can put into it. I mean, the more time you have, great, but you can succeed just by putting in a couple hours a week. And I know for myself, when I started selling physical products on Amazon and going through ASM, I didn't have the time to really put a lot into it. You know, I was running other businesses. I get other projects that I had working on at the same time. And so I was only able to put in a couple hours a week into my brand to build that up. And eventually it gets to a point where it just gets very easy because everything is automated. Everything is running without you. So up front, it's more time. But once you set it up, then it's a lot less time. But whatever amount of time you have, put that into your business. Okay, next question. Someone says, I'm not reading this chat. I am reading this chat. I've seen it, but I'm only picking the questions that are going to benefit the most amount of people here today. So I'm trying to pick questions that will benefit. You know, there's a lot of people that are joining us live right now, live. And so I want to try to pick the best questions of the list here. And if you're asking things that are inappropriate or silly or stupid, then I'm probably just going to ignore you. So just be aware of that. Okay.
There's a lot of comments, so it's like hard to keep up.
Yeah. Okay. So when do you get your FNSKU number, before you make your shipment or after? And when do you make your product listing, before or after your shipment arrives? So you can actually set up your product listing before your shipment. That's one thing you're going to do beforehand. And FNSKU, you actually...
So for that, you can, on Amazon, you can choose to either put that number on your product or a barcode. So Amazon, they don't want multiple barcodes on your product, because when they receive your inventory at the warehouse, they want to easily be able to scan it. So for me personally, I opt to just put a barcode on my product. I think it's easier than the FNSKU number. And to get a barcode, you would just buy a barcode online from, I can't remember what it's called, but you want to get a registered barcode. And then you can use that for every time all the products. And you just make sure that when you're setting up your listing, that your unique identifying item is the barcode and not the NFSKU number. But you can choose. You can do either or, but you'll get that before you ship your inventory.
Yep, perfect. So someone's asked about whether they should start their business as a sole proprietor or with an LLC. So we live in Canada. We don't have LLCs. That's more of a United States thing. We have corporations here. But that's a question more for an accountant to help you with. We both started our businesses as a sole proprietor. Most people will start off as a sole proprietor, meaning you're just going to sell and set up your Amazon account in your own name. You're going to receive the monies personally to your bank account. And then you're going to, at the end of the year, file your tax return. And you're just going to, you know.
It shows personal income.
Yeah, it's going to be your self-employment income. Yeah. However, in some cases, you might want to set up an LLC or a corporation or a corporate structure from the start. That's going to be based on liabilities, going to be based on your tax situation, if you have a lot of personal assets, real estate, etc., that you want to protect. So it might depend based on that. But that is something you are going to want to talk to an accountant for, that can go over your situation and help make sure that you're in the best possible position moving forward to build your business.
Yeah.
So here's a good one that maybe you can answer. What is the thing that keeps you that makes you keep going in struggling times?
Well, for me, it's just what keeps me motivated. And I think that there's a lot of rituals that are really good to have in your life. You know, Stefan has his morning ritual. I have my morning ritual. I've got my vision board. But more than that, it's just, you know, why are you doing this? What is your end goal? You know, why are you starting this business? For a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of sentimental value in that, because a lot of people are doing it because maybe they want to spend more time with their kids, or they just want more freedom, or they want to help family members who are ill and need money, or whatever it is. So for me, I just see it as, okay, you know, I need to just push through this, because the reason for this business, the reason my why, is so much more important and has so much more value than this little struggle. And I'm just going to get over it and make it work. I'm going to find the way no matter what. So whether that's because you want to donate a certain amount of money to help children in maybe Africa, like in Ethiopia, or you want to help family members. So just find your why, and I think that really can help you on the rough times.
And by the way, right now we're also streaming to Instagram and Periscope. So for those of you that are watching live right now on Instagram and Periscope, we're answering questions on YouTube. So make sure you go over to Project Life Master on YouTube, and that's where I've got my laptop. I can see the questions, and I can do the best that I can to answer them for you. So one question is from Maria. She says, how do you get paid if you don't live in the U.S. or Canada? You'd get paid direct deposit from Amazon to your bank account. So Amazon pays in most countries around the world, at least some of the biggest countries. If for whatever reason you can't get paid by Amazon, you could set up an online bank account through World First. So look into worldfirst.com, and it's kind of like PayPal, but you can set up a bank account online and then set up your Amazon Seller Central so that the money gets deposited into that. And then from there, you can take out the money in your own country. So that's probably only going to be for like certain, maybe like less than 1% of people that are watching this right now that might be in a certain country that is just not on Amazon's list. So someone's asking, when were you able to leave your job?
So I think that, you know, don't rush into this business thinking that you're going to quit your job really quickly, because your job is important, because you want to make sure that any money that you're making in the beginning, you're able to reinvest that. If you quit your job and then you're relying on having an income from your Amazon business right away, then that's less money that you can reinvest into inventory, into branding, into whatever the business needs. So your growth is going to be slower. So I would recommend, you know, keep your job as long as you can, get your business running, get your brand, you know, make your brand go big. And then once your business is doing relatively well, that you can pay yourself an equal or higher salary than what you're currently making at your job, then quit your job. Because you want to make sure that it's sustainable long term, that you've continuously been making money every single month and not just all of a sudden had a shoot in income for a couple months and then all of a sudden it goes down, but you don't have a job to go back to. So personally for me, I didn't quit my job until last year, 2016. It was, I think, September 2016. So it's been just over a year now where I've been full-time on my business. You know, I could have quit my job earlier, but I wanted to make sure that this is consistent, that my income is consistent from my business. I just wanted to be on the safe side, and that way that all the money that I was earning at my job, I was able to sustain my lifestyle, and the rest of the money was reinvested.
Yeah. So someone's asking, talking about profit margins, just our experience with it and expenses and whatnot. So the profit margin that we've both aimed for with the products that we now sell is 40 to 50% profit margin. And that's going to be based on obviously your expenses of your product. So with the supplier, what the cost is for the product, the shipping, anything that may be involved on that end. Amazon does take their fees as well. So they take their fees for fulfillment if you're using Amazon for that, or if you're using your own fulfillment center. There's fees associated with that. But also it's going to depend on how much you sell your product for. So when choosing a product you want to sell on Amazon, it's really important to make sure that you have a really good profit margin. I know some people will say, okay, well, even 20 or 30% is a good point. And maybe you might not be able to get to 50% right away. That can happen over time, because as you start ordering more inventory with your supplier, then you're going to get better deals, right? So, and even with shipping and things like that. So when you're first starting, you're not getting as good of a profit margin as what you could get. But as you're ordering thousands and thousands of inventory and units, you're going to get really good deals on that, which are going to allow you to profit a lot more. But you don't want to start with that, because you don't know how well your product's going to sell. You might not be enough demand there for it. And then also, because you're building a brand, the advantage of that is you can charge more money. And so you can increase the prices of your product, or depending on how you market the product. So we both focus on ways of marketing outside of Amazon so that we don't really have to worry about competition on Amazon, because when someone's going to Amazon, they're searching for products, and then they're going to decide on products based on the price, right? They're going to compare different products. And so because we're sending traffic from social media marketing, from our blogs, from our YouTube, from email marketing, all the different things we do, customers aren't comparing other products and looking at competition. They're only seeing our product. And because we've done content marketing, we've also educated people before they bought the product, so it's going to be more likely to buy from us. And so that's the advantage of building a brand, and that's the advantage of what I teach and what I try to emphasize, as well as Amazing Selling Machine, because you really don't have to worry about competition when you're doing it that way, and you're going to have way better profit margins.
Mm-hmm. And I would say 30 to 50% profit margins. I think that 40 to 50 is great, but I think reality is usually 30 to 50%.
Mm-hmm. So someone's asking, does ASM allow you to skip through modules? I'm ready to put in deposit for a product, so I want to learn about the shipping process. So ASM is an 8-week training program, 8 different modules, actually 9 modules, including the welcome module. Each module is released on a weekly basis because there's a lot of live training component of it, and you won't be able to jump to like module 8 right off the gate. Again, they have a certain structure and a way that they teach the program, and there's live Q&As and a lot of live component a part of it as well. Mm-hmm. So once the modules have been released, though, you get lifetime access to that. So you can go back through it at any point that you want to go through it. You can, whenever they create a new training, like this is ASM 8, you get free access to the brand new training. So, for example, all members of ASM 7 are getting access to ASM 8 now. We joined in ASM 4, so we've gotten continuously all the new training that they've done, because they always keep it very up to date, very relevant, and they're always really improving what they provide there for you. But even if you've got a product right now you're thinking about selling, don't launch it yet until you've gone through the ASM modules, because even going through module 1, module 2, module 3, you want to make sure that you're following things the right way from the start. And I can guarantee you, just by going through module 1, 2, 3, you're going to notice things and be aware of things you didn't notice before. And it's going to prevent you from making very critical mistakes that you'd otherwise make. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that from so many people now, because I get a lot of emails, and I've got people that have joined ASM in the past that were like so thankful for it because they were already selling on Amazon before that, and they made so many mistakes, they lost so much money, things that could have easily been avoided. So that's why I really always recommend going through, even if you know it. Remember, guys, I always teach mastery. There's 3 levels of it. There's knowing, doing, and living. You can know it, but it's not until you got to really make sure that you understand it a lot deeper before you really know it. So that's one thing that I always try to preach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't skip modules. Go through them, even regardless of all your prior knowledge. Don't think that you know everything, because it's important to make sure you don't miss anything in the training. That's how detailed it is. That's why this course is so great, because of all the detail it has.
Yeah, and someone asked, ASM is closing in 5 days. That is correct. If you guys want to learn more about Amazing Selling Machine, click the link again in the description, or go to www.projectlifemastery.com/FBA. Someone's asking about your branding for your cognac sponge, whether you did some of that yourself. Let me find that. Who did the branding for the product, Tatiana or your supplier? Did you pay some royalty to them to sell in their name on Amazon?
No, I mean, my branding, it's always been the same. My supplier never does the branding for me. I wouldn't want them to, because I want to have my own touch, my own artistic work. So I just hired somebody on Fiverr.com. I gave them the content of what I wanted on the packaging. I told them the theme of my brand, that it's, you know, more feminine and whatnot, and I wanted these 4 colors, and they created a design. I sent it to the supplier. The supplier put it on the packaging, and that's that. But supplier does not do any of the artwork. You can ask them to do the artwork. That's totally fine. But I find that being able to take control of that work yourself is nice. It's a nice touch for the brand.
Yeah. So someone is asking a little bit about Instagram growth. So So I think one thing we've talked about in our previous videos, and hopefully you guys have gone back and watched the other videos that we've done together, Amazon is the best place to start, okay, because Amazon has the platform. They make it very easy for you. But one thing that we both recommend, as well as ASM, is you're not really building an Amazon business. You're building a physical products business. You're building a brand that's bigger than that, and that you don't want to be totally dependent on Amazon. And so a lot of people, they just launch a product on Amazon and they expect Amazon to do everything for them. Amazon ranking or Amazon ads, that's how they make their money and that's how they drive traffic to their product. But one thing that we recommend is you have to build your brand outside of Amazon. You have to do your own marketing. You have to learn how to market through social media, through blogging, content marketing, etc., so that you can then send traffic from all these different places to your Amazon listing and sell your product. Well, in the same way, what you're also going to want to do eventually is sell outside of Amazon. You're going to want to sell on your own website. You might want to set up an e-commerce store like a WooCommerce on your website. Or you might want to start selling on Shopify. Other places outside of Amazon, because as great as Amazon is, they actually have a lot of restrictions and limitations. One of them being they don't give you the customer email address. Because Amazon, they don't view them as your customers. They view them as their customers. And they want to keep their customers to keep buying from Amazon. They don't want someone to buy your product on Amazon and then go to your website or go other places to buy your products, because they're going to lose money that way. So they want their customers to stay on Amazon, so they won't give you the email address. They only give you the shipping information of the customer. So that prevents you from building your business and your brand, because let's say you want to reach out to your customers. Let's say you want to market more products, offer sales, discounts, other things you might have available to them. They also are fairly limited in the control that you have with the customer service and the refunds of the product and whatnot. They have a very open refund policy. So there's reasons why eventually you want to go away from Amazon. You could still sell on Amazon, but you start there, but you're building a brand bigger than that. And you're also building a business that has multiple streams of income, not just from Amazon, but you want to have multiple streams, because if your only business is dependent on Amazon, then that's not a real business. That's not sustainable, because what's going to happen if Amazon makes a change? What's going to happen if Amazon, I don't know, something happens and your reviews get deleted, or who knows what could happen, but your entire livelihood is so dependent on that. And so that's why we believe in building a diversified business that doesn't depend on Amazon. And that's why, you know, Tatiana got her own fulfillment center, and we built our Instagrams and we built our YouTubes and all these sort of things, so it's diversified. So Instagram is something you are likely going to want to do, but every niche and product is going to be different in the ways that you market it. So you can't market one product the same as another. You know, you got to really understand marketing, and that's why training is helpful for that, because marketing is really the most important thing. You know, that's what's going to, you could have the best product out there, but if you can't market it, if nobody knows about it, then you're not going to make money. So learning social media marketing, learning content marketing, all that is a big part of this business that you also have to master. Okay, let's see. We'll take a few more. There's a few questions here that aren't really relevant to this topic. We'll maybe do another live stream in the future, just share more personal things that you guys have. But I want to keep this to business, online business, and Amazon for you guys, just so we can stick to one theme. What's your thoughts on press releases, your products in 2017? Press releases are great. They're a statement of news, and it's I did a training the other day on how to launch a product. And before you launch a product, there's something called the pre-launch and the pre-pre-launch. And so you don't ever just want to come out with a product and say, hey, this is my product, and just, you know, have it out there. You want to build up the anticipation. You want to build up the excitement, just like with an iPhone, Apple, right? They don't just come out and say, this is the product. They say, okay, they plant seeds. They leak information. They get people excited so that on a certain date, the product's available. And that's what press releases can help you do, is you can announce in a press release when your product's going to be available, and be able to build up that excitement and build up your pre-launch list and a lot of things you can do before the product is live. So someone's asking, you can answer this one. Do you package the product yourself? So for instance, assembling the packaging, the label, and the actual product. And okay, we'll answer that one first.
No, and thank God, because that would be a lot of work. So with the Amazon FBA business, if you wanted to, you would never need to see your products or hold your products, essentially. It's good to, and I'll tell you why. So what happens is you source your product wherever. Say you source it in China. Then straight from China, they package the product for you. They put it in the boxes. They put it on the plane or on the boat. Then they receive it at the Amazon fulfillment center. And then the Amazon team, they're going to unbox it, put it on the shelf, and then count your inventory. And then whenever you make a sale, the product gets shipped directly to the customer. So essentially, I would never have to see, hold, or even be near my products. But when you're first starting out with a new supplier, it's good to have those products shipped to you. So your supplier is still going to do all the packaging for you. So you put in an order. Say your first order is 300 units. And then you get your supplier to do everything as they would, as if they were shipping that order straight to Amazon. Instead of giving them Amazon's fulfillment center's address, you give them your home address. You ship the products to your house, you unbox it, you see to make sure that nothing's broken, the packaging's perfect, everything looks great, all the products are the same. And you do this a few times with your new supplier. Once you've established that, okay, the supplier is doing a good job, everything's packaged well, then you no longer have to ship them to your house. You can just ship them directly to Amazon. And so whenever you place a new order, it's just all very fluid. You never have to see the inventory, and it doesn't interfere with your daily life. It's all done online.
Yeah. So someone's, Mary is asking, will ASM be available in the future? I don't really know. Hopefully they will be available again. They do only launch it at certain times. They took an 18-month hiatus before they created ASM7. I don't really know if or when they're going to launch again. They don't really give me that sort of information. But every time they launch it, their entire training is brand new. So everything is made again from scratch. Because they want to make sure that it gets people the best possible results. And I don't personally know if they will or not, but I'd recommend, you know, if you're given an opportunity like this, the earlier you can start, the better. Because a lot of people, and I'm sure people watching this right now, you all wish that you knew this and did this a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, right? Because the earlier you start, then the sooner that you're going to benefit from it. So don't be one of those people that is going to have that regret that 5 or 10 years from now, you're like, oh, I wish I started that when I heard about it in that video. You know, you want to start this as soon as possible, because there is a learning curve with this, but I'm grateful that I started my online business career when I was in my early 20s, and Tatiana as well, because it's going to set up the rest of our lives. You know, I have people that, you know, come to me that I coach or come to my events that are in their 40s or 50s or even 60s or 70s that are like, wow, Stefan, I wish I knew this when I was younger, and I wish that was available to me. And so take advantage of it as early as possible. That would be my advice, and try to get started, to whether it's with Amazon or maybe it's another online business model, but get started, because it can change your life in so many ways.
But having said that, at the same time, regardless of your age, now is the best time. So even with a YouTube channel, yeah, if you started 6 years ago, okay, you'll have an advantage. If you started 10 years ago, great, your channel probably has a ton of followers, but that doesn't mean that starting today is bad. Like, you're still going to do really well if you start right now. So always keep that in mind, that now is the best time.
Yeah. And I did a good YouTube video on my channel called Is It Too Late For You? So watch that video if you feel that way. That will help dispel that limiting belief. So Lee says, I watched the bonus video about YouTube that Stefan sent. Would you guys recommend that the first vid that I'll make will be on the product that I'm planning on, or other topics preparing the ground? Lee, I'd recommend both. You know, do videos on your product as well as related to your niche, to your market. So, you know, you got to, if you're doing YouTube or even any type of content marketing, you got to put out a lot of content. And your first piece of content, not many people are going to watch or consume. So it's just about that consistency. And so you're going to want to put out a lot of different types of videos. So Alexandra has got one for you. Do you think waist trainer popularity will die out, causing the decrease in revenue? And if so, how do you plan around that?
Maybe. You never really know. Maybe it's a trend. Maybe it's just because the Kardashians popularized it. But you never really know. So I hope it doesn't. But at the same time, I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket. So yes, the business is great now, and I hope that it grows. But I'm also branching out. I'm starting other projects and, like Stefan said, you know, making sure that you're getting other sources of income as well. So just, you know, don't rely too heavily on your one golden product. If you have all of your income coming from one product, well, that's pretty risky because you never know what might happen to it. Same thing happened with my first, my second product. I had a 3D fiber mascara. It was so popular at the time because if you're a woman, you probably know what Unique is. It's a 3D fiber mascara. They really popularized that type of product. But it was a trend, and then it died down. And I was doing really well with it, and it died down, and then I just didn't have that income anymore. So you never want to rely too heavily on one product and always think of the future.
Yep. Someone's asked, can you please launch a course for selling digital products such as online courses? Maybe one day in the future, but it's just not a goal or focus that I have right now to create a course or anything like that. Someone's asking, I don't have a product idea yet. Shall I still buy ASM and decide later? Yeah, so ASM is designed, if you don't know anything, you have no idea what you're going to sell, is for those that just want to get started, brand new beginners, as well as for those that are more advanced and more experienced as well. So in the early module of ASM, they teach you how to come up with product ideas. They have a process that's been proven to help thousands of people find profitable products. And part of the bonus that I have as well is we actually have a list of 100 products that I've vetted, reviewed, that are profitable products that you could sell on Amazon. So there's no shortage of ideas. There's millions of products out there that you could sell on Amazon. There's a criteria, though, of finding the best ones that for you that are going to have the most demand, that are going to make you the most amount of money, that you can build your brand or business around. So ASM teaches you that, goes more into detail about how to find your product, as well as I put together these bonuses, and again, I've linked below in the description for you guys for that, because I wanted to help people along the journey. I wanted to help them, especially with the part of the process of choosing the right product, because whenever you launch a product, there's always that uncertainty. There's always that little bit of doubt or fear or, you know, is this going to work or not? Have I picked the right product? And that's why as part of one of my bonuses, you can send me up to 10 products that you have, and I will personally research it, review it, give you my opinion, my thoughts, my feedback on it, and help you eliminate and avoid the ones that aren't going to make you money and pick the best one for you that's going to make you the most amount of money. So that's a bonus I've provided for those that are interested in joining ASM through me. You can learn about that just by going to projectlifemastery.com/amazingselling machine bonus, or here on YouTube, if you go into the description of this video, I've got a link. Head in over to that link, click it. And by the way, I'm available on the live chat on that page. The last few days, it's only been me on the live chat. So if you guys have further questions, you can always submit them there on the live chat, and I am available. I've been working pretty hard answering a lot of questions for people. So if you have further questions about ASM or my bonuses, that's the best place that you can get direct access to me, where you can ask your questions.
I do want to add that the criteria for your first product is going to be different than the criteria for your second, third, fourth yes. products. So for your first product, because it is a learning curve, because you're learning things for the first time, it's better to have a product that's very simple, a product that is not in a restrictive category, a product that is very inexpensive. So, you know, once you are understanding the process of launching a product, then for your second, third, and whatnot products, you can go a little bit more risque. You can try, you know, products that are a little bit more challenging, because once you have the fundamentals, it's easy to duplicate the process. So first products, that's also what Stefan's going to help you with on the list. He's going to help you to see out of your 10 products, which one would be the most ideal as a first product, and even maybe a second product, third product, to put them in 1, 2, 3, top best 3 products probably.
Yeah. I see a few questions here just asking about Amazing Selling Machine and asking what's included in it, payment options, all those sort of things. For all that information, click the link in the description, guys. Click the link there. You can learn all about all those details there. And if you have specific questions about what's included, all that, like, they have a video that goes into everything, what's included into it, as well as their payment details. If you have questions, ask them. They're the best people to ask more specific questions about all that sort of stuff. But if you guys want to learn all the details about it, again, the link is in the description. Just go to projectlifemaster.com/FBA, and then you'll get redirected to the page there. They've got a video 4, that goes into what ASM is. They've got testimonials, success stories, all that stuff there for you guys to see. So someone's asking, Tatiana, how do you know which product will sell well?
Well, I think that a lot of products are great. I think the most important thing is the product marketability. I can't talk.
Marketability?
Marketability. So if you find a product and you are thinking, you're already imagining how you can market this product, and you are, you know, you're really inspired. Say, for example, you have a product that is a toy, you know, and you can imagine these Facebook ads of these adorable kids playing with this toy. Or say you're a really funny person and you can come up with like a really hilarious Facebook ad or Instagram ad or whatever. You need to find a product that you know you can market, a product that will be easy for you to market and that you can be proud to market to anyone. So your friends, your family, anybody. Other than that, of course, you're going to follow all the ASM criteria, because the criteria for what you want your product to be, it's very black and white, okay? They tell you exactly the points that you need to make sure that product has, from BSR to making sure that it's not fragile or whatever. There's a lot of criteria to follow. So I'd say first, number one, follow the criteria. Number two, make sure it's something that you can market. And number three, if you can have something that you're interested in, personally interested in, I think that's better. Because if you get something that you have absolutely no interest in, you're not really going to be authentic with the product. You're not going to be as passionate about the product. You don't by any means have to love the product or be super passionate about it. But I do think that having an interest in the product will help with your marketing.
Totally. Okay, let's see. So some questions that are being asked, we've already answered earlier in this stream. So in terms of how much money do I need, etc., we've already kind of covered that. Someone's asking how soon before you make money. That's really going to depend on your marketing. So don't just think that if I put up my product, I don't have to do anything after that, and it's going to make me all this money. Launching the product is actually the easy part. Marketing it and selling it is the most important part. That's going to determine how much money you make. So you've got it when you launch the product. There is a very important process for launching products that can give you the most amount of traction right out the gate. So you don't want to just come up with a product and just launch it. Like I said, you want to have a whole launch around it. You want to have a pre-launch. You want to get people excited, build anticipation. Ideally, you want to build your brand, your list, all that sort of stuff beforehand so that you have people to launch your product to. They're already waiting in line to buy your product. So that goes a little bit more advanced for people.
And you can do that while you're waiting for your manufacturer to create the products for you, because sometimes it takes 1 month, 2 months for the manufacturer to create that order. So instead of just wasting time, you can start your launch process. And I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah. So a lot of people who don't take a course or any type of training on how to sell on Amazon, they get a product, they launch it, and all they do is they turn on Amazon ads and they expect a lot of sales. And yeah, Amazon ads are great. Amazon's going to boost you to that first page. They are quite costly, but it is important when you're first launching your product. But when you have a product launch strategy and you're doing all these other things, press releases, social media, all these other things that are really going to get a lot of attention for your product, you're going to have that upper edge. Again, it's all about getting that upper edge. And that's why doing the training is important, because otherwise you wouldn't really know of these things.
Yep. So someone asked, is it possible to make a living from Amazon and Kindle? And the answer is yes, of course. As for the first way that I made a six-figure income was from Amazon Kindle, Kindle publishing. So great way that you can make money. It's a more inexpensive business model to get started with. Doesn't have the same potential as a physical products business does. You know, there's people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on Amazon from physical products. You're probably not going to do that with books. But you can still make a good living from it and a good passive income
from it. But you make more profit from it.
That's true. You make more profit from it, but it's hard. You can't – it's limited in the sense of how much you can charge, right? Because you can only charge so much for an ebook or a Kindle book versus how much you can charge for physical products.
Somebody – I was doing a live stream on Instagram yesterday, and somebody actually told me that they're doing $30,000 a month on Kindle publishing with Kindle books.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've got a lot of members in my course, my K-Money Mastery course, that all the time I get emails, messages, comments, and we're losing people on Instagram right now because it's been an hour. Do you want to actually refresh those? The Instagram only has an hour limit. Okay. So Alexander says, how do you get your customers to start purchasing your products on your own site when Amazon restricts you from reaching out to them? Oh, that's why, Alexandra, you want to build, get your traffic from outside of Amazon, because Amazon won't allow you to continue to reach out to them and follow up with your customers in that way. So they limit you in that way because Amazon doesn't want you to take their customers and then have them go buy from your website, from Walmart, and all those different places. That wouldn't be in alignment with what Amazon's trying to accomplish. So that's why you have to learn how to build your list, your following, your traffic from outside of Amazon. That's what we've both done and what we focus on. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Someone asked, the comment disappeared, but someone was asking about having a partner being an important part of this, your success. And we actually both started our businesses separately. So we're not business partners in any way. And some people, you know, work together as partners. I know a lot of couples, a lot of people like that, that do. Fantastic. You know, we'll probably do something together in the future. Or maybe it's a friend that you might have, you can partner with. I've had business partner relationships in the past, and I personally didn't really enjoy it. I like kind of having my own thing, and as well as Tatiana too. But don't think that you have to have a partner. You know, if you're that kind of person, it can definitely work. I've seen it work. But if you just want to do it by yourself, you could do that as well. But if you do have a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a spouse that's also interested in this too, then you can go through a course like ASM together. Or even if you have a friend, you know, or a business partner, you guys can go through Amazing Selling Machine together and, you know, help each other along in the journey, which is pretty cool.
And you can split the cost that way. So if you have a friend that's equally as interested as you in the course, then you can just say, hey, you pay 50%, I pay 50%. So
yep.
It's a good deal.
Kayla says, how do you grow your Amazon Kindle? Kayla, I have training on that at my K-Money Mastery course. So go to www.kmoneymastery.com. I've got a training program there, as well as I have more advanced training once you become a member of that course too. But that will cover everything for you for Amazon Kindle publishing if you really want to grow that. Kristen says, any advice for someone who's interested in ASM but cannot afford it at the moment? Will they have another launch that I can save up for? So Kristen, again, I'm not sure whether or not they will launch again. There's another course I could recommend to you that is cheaper, but it's just not as good as ASM. And so if you're interested in that, you can reach out to us and I can give you some what I'd recommend for you. Otherwise, you know, if you can't afford the right training to really get this business off the ground, then maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's, like I said, there's another online business opportunity that will be less expensive for you to pursue. And you can do that in the meantime to make some money. That's why I like Kindle publishing, because Kindle publishing is very inexpensive to start. You don't have to write books yourself. You could be a publisher. You can hire writers and ghostwriters to write books for you. And then you're just doing the publishing and marketing on Amazon. And there's not much cost involved in that. And you can make some good money from it. And it's a little bit faster too and simpler. And once you make some money from that, you can then take some of that money and then start maybe your physical products business. And now you've learned the ropes. You've learned the ropes of Amazon. You know how to rank things. You know some marketing skills. So I'd recommend, rather than someone if you really can't afford this, like ASM or a training like that, then get into Kindle publishing instead, because it's probably more suited for you just financially at this time. Awesome. We'll take a few more questions for you guys. Again, I want to try to pick the most relevant questions to the most amount of people here. Let's see. Can I travel abroad while running an Amazon business?
That's the beauty of it. That's actually one of the reasons why I got started online, because I saw this guy having so much freedom with his time. He was able to travel and just pick up his laptop and go anywhere, and I was left behind, and I was a little bit jealous of that. So that's how I was looking at different business opportunities online, tried different things. Nothing really resonated with me, but then just the thought of having a physical product, people receiving product, opening up the package and being excited to receive something, that really felt like, okay, this is a good opportunity for me. So yes, absolutely. Now we both travel. We go, you know, we're traveling most of the year. Next year, we have so many trips planned. The next 2-3 years, we have a lot of trips planned, and it's because we're able to pick up our laptops and go. So it's really a beautiful thing. We're so grateful for it.
Yeah, and many of you guys know, we just got back from Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Oman, and Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And if you guys follow us on Instagram, you'll know a little bit about that trip. But
amazing.
When you got a laptop, you just bring it with you. Some places you go, maybe the internet's not as fast, like how it was in Ethiopia. But as long as you got an internet connection, your laptop, your business is running and thriving. And the great thing about this too, you didn't bring your laptop. I mean,
just my phone.
You have passive income though. Like you can take a month off from this business, 2 months, 3 months off, and you're still making money,
yeah.
Right? It's all automated. It's passive. You have customers, people buying your products, and you know, so if you wanted to retire early, then you could definitely do something like that if you wanted to.
And this is why we're sharing this with you guys, because it's been such a blessing in our lives. It's been a huge blessing in my life. It's changed my life completely. And that's why we do these streams with you. That's why we do these videos, because we want you to be able to experience that as well. It's such a gift. And the fact that we live in this day and age where social media is so amazing and the internet is so fast, you know, take advantage of these things.
Yep. So we're going to wrap up soon. A few more questions that I want to answer that people have sent. Let's see. So again, I see a lot of questions that people have about ASM courses, trainings. Again, guys, click the link in the description. I'll send you the information, the details of Amazing Selling Machine, along with the bonuses that I have available. Go to projectlifemaster.com/FBA. Okay, that's where I'll send you the details, information of that. But one question that someone asked. Somebody asked whether or not if they're building their brand, whether they should go more niche down with their product or more broad. We typically recommend more niche, more specific with the product. And also, you know, your first product is, you know, almost your greatest teacher, because our first products that we both launched on Amazon, we didn't really know what we were doing as much. It was kind of, and we played it more safe with our first product too. But what we learned from that is the most important thing. We both made money from our first products and still sell them a little bit. But, you know, do you want to maybe talk a little bit about that?
One thing I do want to touch on is go niche with your first product, but go broad with your brand name. And the reason I say this is because when you have your brand, you want to be able to have multiple products. You know, you want to be able to, you know, if you decide to go off on a different path, then at least your brand name, you can still use it and you can still sell products from your first product, your second, your third. Like, it all just blends together. If you're very niche with your brand name, then you won't have as many opportunities to branch off into other directions. But always going niche with your first product, I think, is really smart, because you're going to get... Yes, a smaller amount of people are going to be searching for your product, but you're not going to have as much competition. And then, like, there's even businesses that are built online that are just one web page of just such a niche product, and they do really, really well, because you want people to specifically be searching for your product. That's a really great way to get a lot of leads.
Perfect. All right, guys, so we are going to wrap it up. We actually have to go. We have a busy day today, but it was an honor to answer your questions. I'm sure you guys have, I know you guys have a lot more questions, but unfortunately we're not able to answer for everyone. However, if you guys have questions for me about ASM, about Amazon, about this business opportunity, then make sure you go to projectlifemastery.com/amazingsellingmachinebonus. I have a link in the description of this YouTube video. And on that page with my bonuses, there's a live chat box in the bottom right corner. And in that corner, you click on it and I will be available to answer questions that you guys have. So if you want to reach me directly, ask questions about my bonuses, about ASM, about getting started, that's the best place that you can reach me. Otherwise, maybe we'll do some more streams like this in the future. I know some of you guys have questions about us personally and other things outside of business. So we'll like to do some content and videos for you guys related to that as well. Some of you guys, again, have questions about ASM. I'm definitely happy to answer those for you, you know, on the live chat on that page. But other than that, guys, it's a pleasure to interact with you. Do you want to maybe share with people how they can find your channel?
Yeah, so you can find me on YouTube. My channel is Lux Health. So it's LuxHealth. And I actually just started a new business playlist. So I'm going to be releasing a lot of business talk videos. I've had a lot of interest in that. So stay tuned for that. Subscribe to my channel. And also on Instagram, I'm Tatiana Bure.
Awesome, guys. Well, thank you again. An honor. We'll do more videos like this in the future, more live streams. Make sure you stay subscribed and notified. And we look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.